This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن أهل الكتاب من إن تأمنه بقنطار يؤديه إليك ومنهم من إن تأمنه بدينار لا يؤديه إليك إلا ما دمت عليه قائما ذلك بأنهم قالوا ليس علينا في الأميين سبيل ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته everybody. So today as I was reading there are a bunch of things that caught my eye and I had to write them all out, but at least one that I want to share with you today is the 75th ayah of Surah Ali Imran. At the surface, it's talking about us not judging people of the Jewish and Christian backgrounds with broad strokes. So to have a more nuanced view of how to judge people that are not from the same faith as we are. So let me just read the translation off to you first. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِقِنْطَارٍ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ. And among the people of the book, there are some people that if you were to entrust them with piles of wealth, so in our estimation, if you were to entrust them with the keys to your house, with your car, with your bank account, with all of your savings, with millions, if thousands or millions or whatever, if you entrust them with everything, then they would return it back to you. They can be trusted like that. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِدِينَارٍ لَا يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ. And among them, there are also those that if you were to entrust them with a single dollar, a single dinar, a single rupee, a single whatever currency, the dinar is a representative of currency here. So if you were to give them a penny, you wouldn't be able to trust them with it. إِلَّا مَا دُمْتَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِمًا. Unless you are standing constantly over their head, where's my money, where's my money, where's my money? Meaning you keep following up with them, reminding them, listen, you owe me, you haven't paid back, you haven't made payment for your, you know, for the services I rendered, etc. The business deal is not over yet, you still owe me, it's outstanding payment or whatever. And they keep, you know, blocking your calls or changing their number and you got to find them and or get a lawyer after them or whatever. This is إِلَّا مَا دُمْتَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِمًا. There are people that are so untrustworthy until you get the law after them, until you get on their case, you're not going to get your money back. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّنَ السَّبِيلَ. And that attitude they have of not paying you back or not being trustworthy even with a little bit of money is because they have this view, they say to themselves and they hold the view, لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّنَ السَّبِيلَ. That when it comes to the unlettered, meaning it comes to these lowly people that are not elite like us, they're the Gentiles, or they are the, you know, the unsophisticated, the peasants, you know, the lower class, the other, these people, they can't make a case against us. There's no way they can hold anything against us. Even if we take advantage of them, it's okay. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they make lies against Allah. They attribute a lie to Allah while they know full well that they're doing something wrong. So yeah, at face value, this ayah seems to be talking about people of the book and two different kinds, the trustworthy and the untrustworthy. And the untrustworthy have this elitist attitude. But this entire series was predicated on one thing. Everything I read in the Quran for myself is actually a look at myself. How is this counsel for me? How is this a maw'idah for me? And how is this shifa? How is this healing for me? That's the premise with which I'm reading the Quran, and I want you to learn to read the Quran for yourselves like that. So a principle when it comes to speaking about people that came in the past or other nations, when Allah comments on them or critiques them, first of all, He's their master. He has a right to critique them and us. One principle that we should keep in mind is نَزَلَتْ فِيهِمْ عِبْرَةً لَنَا. It was revealed about them. Allah is talking about them, but it's a lesson for ourselves. It's something that should make us reflect deeply on ourselves. So I ask myself this question. Am I the kind of person that if you were to give me, entrust me with you know, doesn't matter. If you trusted me with it, I will give it back to you. Or am I the kind of person that cannot be trusted or is lackadaisical, loose with the entrustments that I've been given? Plus, more importantly, as a Muslim, have I developed this attitude that non-Muslims are inferior or lesser, so cheating them or lying to them or scheming with them is somehow okay? Or dealing with someone who you don't like you could have, you know, somebody, because Muslims, unfortunately, the reality of it is many Muslims also have classism. Even though we're supposed to be ikhwa, a brotherhood, we're supposed to believe that we're all children of Adam alayhi salam. We don't, in reality, there is a class society. In reality, there are people who consider their race or their class or their village or whatever superior to another. And when they have that kind of attitude, and in fact, it's not just about race and class and country. It even happens within the realm of the Islamic sphere. One group of people think themselves more religiously superior than another group of people. Even if they won't say that they're superior, everything about their attitude, everything about the way they carry themselves, reeks of this sense of supremacy. And because of that, we can deal with these other people however we want. I can think they're not as Islamic as we are, so we don't have to treat them with the same, you know, principle. And you know what happens then? The religion becomes a way of justifying self-righteousness. I just feel good about how guided I am, how saved I am, how on the right path I am. And then it gives me a false sense of security about how wrong these other people are and how way off the path they are. And when you develop that condescending view of somebody else and you've already, you know, pushed them aside, then it becomes easy for you and me to say, you know what? So what if I didn't pay them back? So what are they going to, I mean, the kuffar have no rights anyway. It's just, they're going to burn in hell anyway. So the first thing that happens is we dehumanize others, and then we use the religion to justify our misbehavior towards them. I can't do that. I can't develop a view of others like that. What did Allah teach me in this ayah? He's telling me that you can't even look at people who say Allah has taken a son, or people that their ancestors changed the word of Allah. That's according to the Quran. The Jews, their ancestors changed the word of Allah. That's what I believe. You know, it's not small crimes. And that's what they hold to be the word of Allah now. And these are the long list of crimes they commit. And yet, that my religious disagreements with them doesn't make me think that one of these people is not trustworthy or the other one is. Keep a realistic eye on reality, on what's in front of you. Like, look at things for what they actually are. A religious person, a religious-looking person, doesn't mean that they're trustworthy. And a not religious-looking person doesn't mean that they're not trustworthy. What did Allah say? The people of the book aren't all the same. You could trust one of them with millions and they'll give it back to you. And there's another one of them who may look the same, but you can't even trust them with a dollar. You know what? If that's true of the people of the book, then we shouldn't think that we are that immune from the same issue, like the same disease. So just because I look a certain way, I look more Islamic, I look more religious, that doesn't make me more trustworthy in business or in family dealings, in inheritance dealings, in financial dealings. And just because I don't look that way doesn't mean I'm not trustworthy. That these are two separated things. And Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, clearly wants us to not be deluded by appearances. He knows what's really going on inside of the hearts. So one of the powers of our religion is that goodness, righteousness. For myself, what I must do, how I dress, how I look, how I behave, all of that is for myself. But when someone is not looking the way that Islam wants them to look, for example, right? When someone doesn't have the appearance of a good Muslim, or in fact, someone doesn't even have the appearance of a Muslim. They look Christian, they look Jewish, they look whatever else. They don't even have the appearance. Appearances become irrelevant when it comes to my judgment of character. I can comment for myself on what I can understand for myself, what is halal and what is haram and what is wajib and what's mandatory, what's not mandatory. All of that doesn't go away. All of those judgments are constant. But the way I think about somebody else, I don't look at their appearance or what's coming out of their mouth necessarily, just that alone, the outwardly of things, and make a judgment on their character that they're a good person or they're a bad person. Either way is bad. we're not gullible and we don't give blind, you know, this is not benefit of the doubt. This is going beyond benefit of the doubt and being gullible and feeling like you're safe. You have to take your precautions anyway. It doesn't matter. I've been scammed by people that have memorized the Quran before. That's happened. That's a reality. So I'm not going to look at somebody who speaks really good Arabic and say, mashallah, this is a righteous person. No, I'm going to give them benefit of the doubt, but I'm still going to be realistic about how I deal with them. The same way, someone who doesn't look the way that I'm comfortable with or talks the way that I'm comfortable with is not going to, that level of discomfort is there, but it's not going to allow me to pass a judgment on this person that there's no good inside them or they can't be trusted with a job or whatever else. We have to separate those things. Appearance has been separated from character in a very profound kind of way. And this is not to wash down the requirements of Islam or the regulations of Islam, but to understand something much deeper. Actions and appearances are separate, and the judgment of character is something else entirely. And we have to be realistic and not gullible on the one end and not overly judgmental on the other either. And Allah will protect myself and you from becoming that way, because what that leads to is actually us becoming the source of evil. We become the ones that are self-righteous. We're the ones that wrong others and say, what's the big deal? They're the ones that are wrong. We only see wrong in others. We don't see it in ourselves, which is what happened with these people. لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّنَ سَبِيلٍ. And then they become comfortable even making lies against Allah while they full know. May Allah not make us from those kinds of people. بارك الله لي ولكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.